Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at shack, SCHACK.org.
Thank you so much, Robin and Matt. Today, I feel like my past is colliding a bit with my present. Barrett Martin came up in the late 80s and early 90s playing rock drums with some of my favorite bands like Skin Yard and Screaming Trees. Today, he's running his own record label, leading his own modern jazz group, and still playing some rock and roll in the Walking Papers. Barrett also has a new musical memoir out called The Singing Earth, and there's a soundtrack CD in the back of the book to help make his point. Barrett is an ordained Zen monk, won an Emmy in the New Arts category for the short documentary Zenga and the Art of Percussion. He's traveled the world playing and learning about all kinds of music and has been writing a travel blog for Huffington Post for the past 4 years. You still writing that, Barrett?
I am. A new one about to go up.
Fantastic. This group is a really good example of his enviable journey so far, with Dave Carter on trumpet, Hans Teuber, saxophones and flute, Andy Coe at the guitar, Ryan Burns behind the keyboards, Evan Flory Barnes plays bass. We've got extra percussion from Chone Jopp and Mr. Barrett Martin behind the drum kit leading this fantastic band. Please welcome the Barrett Martin Group.
This is a brand new song off our forthcoming album, and we're going to debut it right now. This is called Marching Orders. Thank you.
It's the Barrett Martin Group live on 88.5. We've got shows coming up for the band, so heads up Tacoma. They'll be playing Jazz Bones tomorrow night, and they're at Nectar in Fremont with the True Loves opening on Friday. And then heading on down to Portland, make that drive or tell your friends down there. They're at the Jack London Review on Saturday night. Barrett, great to have you here.
Very honored to be here, finally.
Yeah, finally. I know. It's been something we've been working on. Tell me, I'm very interested to hear about your youth growing up with not a piano in the house, but a player piano in the house.
That's right. It was a player piano that had about 300 of those paper rolls that, and we, as little kids, we'd pedal it, and it would play all the old ragtime and big band and show tunes. And so that actually was kind of what I grew up with, more than rock and roll. It was that and my grandparents' 78 record collection of all the, you know, post-World War II big band stuff.
And that led you into playing some high school jazz, but rock and roll beckoned later. And I would be really interested to hear you talk about what led to your return to instrumental music after the rock and roll fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started as a jazz drummer at the Tumwater Thunderbird Jazz Ensemble. Played in Bellingham at Western Washington University, and I had this really formative experience when I was a senior in high school where we had the Count Basie Big Band with Cab Calloway. And Count Basie actually got sick the day before the show, and he passed away just a couple weeks later. But the band still played. I got to meet Freddie Green, the guitar player, and I met Cab Calloway. And in the back of my mind, I always had this idea of doing kind of a big band where we could do instrumental music, but then also have a singer, mm-hmm. which is why we're doing this tour with Jeff Angel. So he's kind of our Cab Calloway.
Fantastic.
And he kind of is like Cab Calloway, actually.
A little bit. Got to get that guy a zoot suit. And Barrett, I've been talking to a lot of the people that have played with you over the years, and everyone talks about your songwriting. You're a wonderful, wonderful songwriter.
Thank you.
I've been playing a lot of your music on the new Cool Show. Do you remember the first song you wrote?
Yeah, I do. It was actually when I was playing with Jack and Dino. I was always writing, you know, little riffs and things like that. But when I started working with Jack and Dino in the kind of early grunge band Skin Yard, mm-hmm. I actually started playing guitar and writing a song. And then I just kind of continued into the Screaming Trees and, you know, and I co-wrote, you know, several of our songs when I was in that band as well.
Mm-hmm. The book that's out now is kind of a half of a life of a memoir. It's called The Singing Earth, and it's a great story about your travels around the world. And I wonder about playing music from other cultures, whether you're just filtering all that music through Barrett Martin or if you're trying to be as authentic as you can.
Well, with the book, it's part memoir because I tell the story of why am I in that country? Like, why am I in Senegal? Why am I in Cuba? Why am I in Brazil? Why am I in the Amazon? And then I tell about the music of that place, you know, as accurately, you know, as I can without being too academic, because then it's not fun to read. You know, I wanted to tell stories about the actual people. And then, but as a drummer and a composer, that music has to kind of creep into the way I write music. And so, like, working with this gentleman right here, Chon Diop, who's a Senegalese master drummer. I studied with his dad in Senegal when Chon was only, I think you were 14 or 15, and now he's in his mid-30s. And so when we play together, it just inherently brings that into our band, so...
Mm-hmm. We've got the Barrett Martin Group live on 88.5 during our fun drive. If you enjoy our studio sessions, check out all the archives at knkx.org, where you can also make your pledge. Very excited that we're getting all new compositions today. Barrett, what's this next one called?
Well, this next song is in honor of Chon. It's called The Conjurer. It's on the soundtrack for my book, The Singing Earth. It features him on the sabar, which is the traditional drums of the Wolof people. And so this, we're going to start with a rhythm that we played 20 years ago, and then we'll go into this new song.
The Barrett Martin Group, live on KNKX. We'll be right back. my. The Barrett Martin Group live on 88.5 KNKX. Barrett's new book, The Singing Earth, tells his story so far, traveling the world and learning about music, and it comes with a soundtrack, which is really excellent. You can find this band playing tomorrow night at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. They're at Nectar with the True Loves opening on Friday night in Seattle, and heading down to Portland for a show at Jack London Review Saturday night. Barrett Martin at the drums, Chon Jopp at the percussion, Evan Flory Barnes bass, Ryan Burns keys, Andy Coe guitar, Dave Carter trumpet, Hans Teuber sax and flute, and soon Jeff Angel at the vocals. Barrett, I wanted to ask you about... the book I've been reading of yours so far, I'm about halfway through. I'm on my way to Cuba soon.
Okay.
And yeah. One of the things I found interesting right in the beginning of the book was talking about the healing powers of music.
That's right.
Not just being a depressed teenager, putting on some rock music to make you feel better, but really going back centuries. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, just speaking from my own experience, I was never really a depressed teenager because I had music, all kinds of music, you know, and that was even before the internet, you know, just listen to records and listen to the radio. And but when you travel around the world, you find that for the most part, people do music because they're compelled to do it as part of their cultural expression. You know, it's not a commodity that they're selling. It hasn't been capitalized the way we do it. They do it because it's part of their culture, it's part of their ceremonies, and it's what gives them meaning. And a lot of anthropologists and musicologists believe that it was a life-saving mechanism because it pulled people together and made them stay together. It gave them something that they had in common.
It builds a community.
It builds a community, just like we did in Seattle, you know, through the decades, you know, starting, you know, in the early 20th century with all the blues and jazz that was here. And then over time, it's just kept growing like a fractal. It just keeps going.
Another part early in the book that I found interesting was your trip to Belize and working with the drummers there and how you could get into almost like a trance state playing the drums. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in Central America and the Greater Caribbean, they have this syncretic mixture of the great West African tradition of the Orishas mixed with New World, you know, Christianity, Catholicism. So you create these syncretic religions where drumming and singing and dancing is a way to commune with your ancestors. Mm-hmm. But the drumming just by itself is incredibly healing to play like that. It is kind of trance-inducing, but not in the way that you're not aware of what you're doing. It's just more that it creates this great feeling in the body and a clarity in the mind.
Now, with all your travels around the world, you are working again today, not only with your own group, but with a really great rock band called The Walking Papers. We're going to hear the singer from that group, Jeff Angel, in just a second. What is it about rock and roll that keeps you coming back?
Man, there's something about rock and roll that I really trace it to the blues, right? Because the blues is the foundation of all great American music, everything, rock and roll, jazz, R&B, soul, hip hop. You can all trace it to the blues. And all of us have played with blues musicians, like the 91-year-old Cedell Davis. And we've done a couple records with him. And so something about playing the blues has really affected why I want to even keep playing music. It's so visceral, so earthy, so organic. And you can feel it in a lot of different ways. Rock and roll just seems to be the most, I don't know, like electric way that you can feel the blues. But I just remember that quote by Charles Mingus where he said, "You got to play. If you don't know how to play the blues, you can't play anything." You know? So
we are honored to have the Barrett Martin Group and this great band live in our studios on 88.5 KNKX during our fun drive. And I just wanted to give Barrett a chance to talk about the great radio, the public radio that we have in this town and how it's been important in your development as a musician and as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm an independent businessman with a record label and a book publishing company, and I firmly believe in independent business and small business, and it's more powerful at the community level. So when I'm driving around, I kind of flip between two radio stations, KNKX when I need my jazz and blues and NPR, and KEXP when I need some indie rock. Both are incredible radio stations that serve our community and give everybody a little bit of everything they need. And so I would encourage listeners to just contribute a little bit, you know, even if it's the $5 a month or whatever, all of that helps. And it keeps radio alive. It keeps independent media, NPR, and independent music alive in the city that invented it. So please call in, contribute to KNKX, and keep this alive and growing.
Thank you, Barrett. KNKX.org is the easiest way to do that. And I'm very excited for this next song to bring up Jeff Angel to the microphone. Barrett Martin Group, take it away.
Jeff, you want to introduce this song?
This song's called Death on the Lips. Yeah, this is the first time it's ever been played on the radio, I think, huh?
Yeah, those girls won't think about the weather when they decided what they was gonna wear tonight. They curl their lips, yeah, they huddle together on a curb outside a dive called the Satellite. Yeah, they do their best to look unimpressed. They suck on cigarettes like suggest if it's all right. And I've kissed death on the lips, and I said goodbye to the lie I've been living on. And I'm not sure she exists, but tonight I'm getting by on what the streets are given. Yeah, I'm the ghost of the unforgiven. I've got eyes like the back of a mirror. I hide in the shadows of my bad decisions, and she's the only one that can make them disappear. Yeah, those girls won't about tomorrow when they decided what they was gonna wear tonight. They spend a lifetime getting ready to go dancing. Oh, and they stand there in the corner circling their straws in their drinks. She's the first light in the distance after decades in the dark. She's a pair of jumper cables on a heart that wouldn't start. She's a splash of Coca-Cola in a glass of Maker's Mark. And I've kissed death on the lips, and I said goodbye to the lie I've been living on. And I'm not sure she exists, but tonight I'm getting by what the streets will give on. I've got eyes like the back of a mirror, and I hide in the shadows of your bad decisions, and she's the only one that can make them disappear. Yeah, yeah, she's the only one that can make them disappear.
Woo! The Barrett Martin Group bringing the house down live on 88.5 KNKX. Barrett behind the drum kit with Chone Jopp at the percussion. Evan Flory Barnes, bass, Ryan Burns, keys, Andy Coe guitar, Dave Carter, trumpet, Hans Teuber, saxes, and flute. And Jeff Angel on the vocals. Great to have you all here. That was a lot of fun. Thanks so much. The memoir with soundtrack called The Singing Earth. And you can find the Barrett Martin Group playing tomorrow night at Jazz Bones in Tacoma, in Seattle at Nectar with the True Loves on Friday night, and down in Portland at Jack London Review on Saturday. Thanks so much, Barrett. This is a treat.
Thank you, Abe. It's an honor for all of us to be here.
Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Thanks to Brian Moynihan for the audio production. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd and Matt Martinez with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.